British Columbia's Mines Minister, Bill Bennett, proposes opening more of its permitting process to Alaska officials. State government already has a chance to comment on environmental certificates needed for the mines to open. Bennett says he's willing to expand that opportunity.
We would propose to have Alaska also have access into the second part of a development of a mine, which involves my ministry and the Mines Act here in British Columbia, and the permitting for the actual construction of the mine and how water treatment is built.
The Mines Minister made that announcement after meeting with Alaska's Lieutenant Governor. Byron Malott is in charge of a state working group looking into potential damage to the Yunik, Stikine, and Taku River fisheries if British Columbia mines release toxic materials. Those rivers begin in the Canadian province and flow through southeast Alaska before entering the Pacific Ocean. Malott says the state wants a larger voice in resource development and other projects along those rivers.
Now, certainly mines have the greatest chance of impacting water quality and the environment. But from Alaska's public policy and our sovereignty perspective, it's about what the water quality is that reaches our shores.
Malott says he's encouraged with British Columbia's commitment to including Alaska in a wider range of decisions. Bennett planned to hold meetings in southeast Alaska this spring to address environmental concerns. He never came and says he pushed those back until his agency had a chance to hear from Malott. He says those discussions addressed what he acknowledged to be legitimate concerns.
I think we have the beginnings now, a good foundation, if you will, to proceed with a discussion with Alaska on a memorandum of understanding that will capture the obligations that BC is prepared and is committed to taking on to meet the expectations of the Alaska government in terms of them understanding what is being proposed in BC and Alaska also having a hand in the assessment of these projects.
Bennett says his province has a similar arrangement with Montana. It covers the Flathead River with headwaters in southeastern British Columbia.
We have a memorandum of understanding that guides the relationship, and there is water testing done at the border as it crosses into Montana. And we would visualize a similar process with Alaska.
Malott's trip to the province includes meetings with mining industry and tribal representatives, including the BC Assembly of First Nations. He'll also meet up with a delegation of Southeast Alaska fishing, tribal, and environmental groups to tour the area around August's Mount Polly mine dam breach. Critics of Canadian miners and government regulators say not enough is being done to keep such a disaster from happening again. Jill Weitz of the Juneau-based Salmon Beyond Borders campaign is part of that group. She met with the Canadian consulate in Seattle before heading to BC. She says she's optimistic.
They're interested in hearing what we've done as a campaign and bringing together different sectors of Southeast Alaska and really wanting to engage with us and understand what we see as a solution.
Like most other mine critics, Salmon Beyond Borders wants transboundary mining to go before a U.S.-Canada panel that addresses cross-border water conflicts. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.